Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is this for me and everyone, or is this Hugh and his acolytes today? Because, I mean, you're the one that basically said everyone on your side is crazy.
Yeah.
I think I made Spike a little bit upset, too.
You made everyone upset.
Why?
Spike's a little bit upset, because we were having kind of a...
You took the debate out to the hallway.
Well, I did. But, you know, I was asked a question, I answered it, and, you know, he didn't like my answer.
Well, most people...
Yeah. Did you try to spread your propaganda? Yeah,
he did.
I am not spreading my propaganda. Oh, it's just that this is what I believe.
What the f*** you talking about?
You just wanted to play
that. So evidence and facts don't matter.
I mean, we established that today. What are we talking about? Like, I've acknowledged everything that you said. You asked me, like, out of quarterbacks, who's the most talented? I never said Jalen was the most talented.
You ranked him the second best player in the city.
Yes, I did, because he is.
He's not, but he's
behind
not.
Saquon.
But he's not. I mean, he's not.
I mean, and the only reason I gave Saquon that because that hurdle, that was bananas.
He also ran for 2,000 yards.
That's bananas.
2,000 yards.
But I couldn't put, you know, like I gave Saquon his props, but Jalen had me number two.
Zach Wheeler's been the best pitcher in the league for years.
Every five games.
Jalen Hurts hands the ball off 30 times once a week.
Every seven.
Zach, if you're listening, dog, the only reason I put you at number nine, dog, you eating cheeseburgers and out there throwing high heat. Like, you out there scorching fools. That's pretty impressive, though. But you don't work out, though, dog.
Don't you think, Joe, what's missing here in all of this is because we get the tag, you're being disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. It's disrespectful to Saquon and the defense.
I know.
Of this conversation.
It's crazy. I think every.
Luxury, not an assassin.
Disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
It's the whole thing. The Eagles' defense dominated the best quarterback or one of the top three or four quarterbacks in the history of the sport. Dominated him. Dominated,
and
we decided to give credit to the other quarterback.
Right. They play well.
It's like...
Like if I ask somebody in 20 years to go through every Super Bowl team winner, right? Like somebody who's from, you know, planet whatever.
Or the moon.
Yeah, right, yeah.
on the moon.
They play well.
I say, look at every single Super Bowl winner and tell me what the most notable thing about that team is. I think they would be stuck between Saquon Barkley... Or how dominant the defense was.
No, they'd be like, ooh, look at those dimes that he dropped. Like,
No, they would not.
No, they wouldn't.
You are out of your mind.
No one would say that.
They would say
they would not.
All right, so hold on. When we go, the fun thing about this is we have like comparisons. We have not that long ago history. If I bring up the Seahawks team with Russell Wilson that blew the doors off of Peyton Manning and the Broncos, you say Russell Wilson? Or do you say the Legion of Boom?
If I'm being honest, I think about him in the plays.
He didn't do anything in that game.
But he was a quarterback. I do think about it. And he was young, and he was the quarterback of that team. Now, the one that he lost, you know what I think about? That stupid play that they called on the goal line.
He threw the pick.
Yeah, that's what I think about.
So basically they should have run the ball because better when they ran the ball.
And you know what? I didn't even see that game. I remember I was in the car driving, and I remember listening to that and hearing it. So, yeah. That's what I remember about that one. But no, I give him his props. It's just, it's one of those things, man, that position, knowing how hard it is to accomplish what he's accomplished, that's what it is for me. You know, and that's why, you know, I know it might sound crazy to you guys, but I look at Jalen at the beginning of the year and I look at him at the end of the year and two different quarterbacks. And I understand that, you know, you could say that, well, he's only 2 weeks removed from looking crazy.
He was.
But on the biggest stage, he stepped up and he got the job done.
So can I add something here? Because remember when Saquon Barkley was saying we're a top five team of all time?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he brought up? The defense.
Of course.
And how dominant they were on the offensive line.
That's the truth.
That's him and the defense. Hurts' name didn't even come up.
He's right. I mean, like,
of course he is.
I mean, that's his opinion. That's not mine.
He was on the damn team.
Doesn't make no difference.
I'll tell you what. They could have been a top five team all the time if the quarterback played better. I mean, they would have won every game like the Super Bowl. What I saw in the Super Bowl made me happy and also like scratching my head at the same time. It was in them. It was there. Like, it's not the thing with Jalen. It's an inability. He has all the ability. We see it every 5 weeks. It's a lack of consistency of excellence. That's why I think this is nuts. Like, Zach Wheeler's way more consistently excellent. Jalen Carter is a better player. I mean, like, I just, we've lost our compass here, and I'm trying to help. Obviously, it's amnesia because I know you're seeing it. You're just forgetting what you're seeing.
I just don't see it from your perspective.
Well, the first step is admitting you have a problem.
I think we kind of did when he said that people are delusional.
No, I'm saying I don't see your perspective.
I think you do.
I think your vision is kind of clouded.
I just think you're ignoring the bad and highlighting the good.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm definitely not ignoring the bad. I cannot forget because, when I was telling the story, I was sitting there and we would watch the games together, me and Ike, and I was like, you would hear people say, what is he doing? Like, there was those conversations.
So that means it wasn't a great season.
Well, it was a great season because how the season culminated.
Because of the team with him.
Well, because he won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl.
But Jalen was at the helm. He was the quarterback.
I'm going to start arguing for the defense and Saquon the way you guys argue for Jalen. It's total disrespect.
It really is.
It's the best defense in Eagles history. It's like, well, Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl champion. No, they're Super Bowl champions.
And where are they now? They're all over the place. They've been scattered to the four winds. They didn't keep everybody. Some of them.
The best defense in the league.
Yeah. And now we're sitting here trying to figure out whether or not we could duplicate or replicate what we had last year.
He's filibustering now.
No, I'm just saying. The quarterback that won the Super Bowl is still here.
Well, he's on contract.
And he's on a rocket ship that's going straight to the moon.
He took three games ago. He took seven sacks in a game. 3 games ago. He's straight to the moon.
What did he do in the absolute last game of the season?
So I guess Saquon's not that great of a season because his last game sucked.
Only as good as your last game.
Well, he got 57 yards. Okay.
That's not very good.
What did the quarterback do?
But no, what is Saquon? What last game is what we count.
What, you're only as good as your last game.
So Saquon's not that good.
He was present. But the quarterback was the MVP.
So wait, hold on, time out. So during the season, when I said Jalen Hurts was along for the ride, present in the car but not driving, everyone cried.
You just
said Saquon was just present.
No,
it's the same thing.
At the end of the year, in the last game of the season, Jalen Hurts was the MVP and he played phenomenal.
Agreed.
Okay, so why can't we just leave it there?
Why can't we leave it there?
Why can't we just leave it there?
Because there's a totality of everything that happened.
It's not in the totality. The totality is he won the Super Bowl.
No, the totality is his entire season and including the Super Bowl, yes.
Don't care about labor pains.
Yeah.
I know you don't.
This is why you are the easiest case of amnesia I've ever seen.
I do not have
you
amnesia.
You forget all the other stuff and just focus on the end.
This is my third eye working overtime trying to get y'all right, but y'all just don't see it the right way. Doesn't help that I'm blind. You're not Jalen haters. You're just living in way too much reality right now, and that's not what we need. This is not what this is.
It's over.
What are you talking about?
You're saying I'm living in reality. Then where are you?
No, because you're thinking about this
realistically.
It's not the right way. Of all the insults I've ever gotten in this radio station,
that's my favorite one. You're too realistic and logical.
No, because you guys are. You're just being really too realistic in this situation.
Well, you know what? I feel good about it because if you're telling us we are on the logical side,
Doc,
here,
I know you're diagnosing me. You're living way too much in reality, Doc.
When we get to this, all I gotta say is this:
quack.
What does the poll say?
I don't care.
What does the poll say? The polls tell me that I'm right on this. I've been trying to tell y'all all day what this is.
Fake news.
Unquantifiable intangibles. Y'all don't want to hear it. Because you know what it is for you guys? Mm. If y'all don't see it, it ain't real. That's what it is.
You just told us we're living in reality.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all don't see what I see. So it ain't real to you.
Delusion?
No, I'm not delusional. I am on point with this one. What does the poll say, Kyle? You won't even tell what the poll says. The poll says I am right on this.
What did the poll say yesterday? When you said the Jalen was
I'm not living. I'm moving forward.
Yeah, another sign.
I'm moving forward.
Another clear sign of amnesia. Short-term memory loss.
No, yesterday was yesterday. Don't know what the poll was.
What's today? You know what today is? It's Tuesday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wait a minute.
It's Tuesday.
Okay. I thought it was
No, but it's anyway. not Wednesday. Let's go to OG Wade, who's up next. OG!
What's up, fellas?
What's going
OG,
on,
how are you? What's up?
I'm on my Jalen Hurts support tour.
So okay.
Y'all on the Jalen Hurts tear down tour. I'm going to back, you know, I got to bring, you know, some logic to certain situations. I started out early this morning on Joe DeCamera's idiotic, you know, not even having Jalen on a list. But the guy, Sean, just got off. He wasn't able to defend him, his argument, too well. You know, in terms of when you said that Josh Allen lose Buffalo the game, absolutely he did. He got they all out blitzed him, and he threw a Hail Mary up in the air when he had a receiver out in the flat that could have either got the first down or won the game, because that touchdown, if he would have ran it in, that would have won them the game.
But the ball that was dropped
would have been in the Super Bowl, and then. What? No, the ball wasn't dropped. Kyle, the ball was thrown up in the damn air.
Uh-huh.
The tight end was running the out. And he came back trying to get into it. And three other players.
Beat him up, ball.
No, Kyle. That's bullcrap. Okay? That wasn't even a pass to the damn. If you look at the play again, I know you got your blinders on because you want Josh Allen to be so great.
Well, he is
great. They lost the game because of Josh Allen.
Well, OG, if Jalen Hurts made that throw and the receiver dropped it, you'd be sitting there going, Jalen Hurts put the ball in his hands. Right. He just dropped it.
You know what I would have said? Why the hell didn't you throw it out to the flat, to the open receiver?
No, you wouldn't. You know you wouldn't.
So I know how to criticize Jalen when it's warranted. Mm. But see, here's the deal. The difference. Jalen Hurts is Josh Allen and Joe Burrow and all them guys can't beat Patrick Mahomes because they in his conference, right? Jalen Hurts is not even in their conference, and he beat Patrick Mahomes more times than all three of those quarterbacks.
Well, that's not true. I mean, Allen has beat Mahomes many regular season times. Many regular season games.
Wrong.
What are you talking about wrong?
I mean, they
gave him their first loss last year. The only real loss they had in the regular season was in Buffalo.
Yeah,
now when did he beat him again?
He's 4-1 against Mahomes, OG Wade.
Hold on, OG. You know Jalen Hurts is 2-2 against Jalen Hurts is 2-2 against Mahomes. We have alternative facts. He's 2-2 against Mahomes. He lost to Mahomes. I remember every single moment of it. He lost to Mahomes here in 21.
Oh my God.
Did he lose to him here in 21? Yeah. They lost here in Okay, then they lost him in the Super Bowl.
Alternative facts.
So he's 2-2, right?
Yeah, and the last two times he's beat him.
He's 2-2.
2-2.
I can't hear you. He's two. Okay. What is Josh Allen?
4-3 overall.
Okay. All right.
You blew it.
It's playoffs, right?
Overall, we're doing both, just like you're doing for Jalen.
Here.
Move on to the next point, because this one was wrong.
Here's my point. Jalen Hurts comes up in the biggest moments. That's not the only thing. Jalen Hurts has done the things that y'all say he could not have done. And y'all say, in order to beat the best, you got to do what? Beat the best, right? In order to be the best, you got to beat the best. Beat the best. And you also said he couldn't win throwing the ball 21 times. Well, he proved you wrong there. So when are you going to get? And everybody said, you know what? I'm going to take Saquon away. And if Jalen can beat us, I'll give him all his credit. So when is Jalen Hurts going to get the credit?
When he plays great consistently. When he plays great consistently, then he gets credit for being great. It's easy.
Okay, so. Like the other quarterbacks that play great consistently, but can't win the Super Bowl, that can't even get to the Super Bowl.
So what did you think of Dan Marino? What did you think of Dan Marino, OG?
I'm glad you brought that up. I think Dan Marino overall is Hall of Fame quarterback. Jimmy Johnson himself said that Dan Marino had a problem with Dan Marino because Dan wanted to throw the ball, and Jimmy said, Dan, if you want to win a Super Bowl, we have to give the ball to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Dan Marino refused to do that. So he is the reason why he don't have a Super Bowl. You listen to what you got to do. See, I know it's hard for y'all to do, which is go out and do some research. Just go and listen to coaches and say what they say about Jimmy Johnson, about Dan Marino.
Yeah, not that good.
Do you think any coach in the – how many coaches in the NFL would take Jalen Hurts over those other guys?
I'm sure it's a lot of them.
No, I'm sure it's not.
But guess what? I mean, the coaches would be wrong, though.
You said listen to the coaches, and I brought up the coaches, and now they're wrong. I mean, like, that doesn't work both ways. That worked both ways. We create these stories that are unreal. So he brought up the Josh Allen thing. Did Josh Allen come up small in the last play against the Chiefs?
Yes,
I think
he did.
I think he did.
Yes, he did.
Was Jalen Hurts asked once after week one to win a game where his defense gave up 30 points? Not once. Where he was, and they failed. Like, so the Chiefs scored 32 points in the title game. So Josh Allen had to get to 33 to win. How many times did Jalen Hurts have to get to 33?
To your point, he was always, for the most part, they were always
ahead.
In a great spot.
Yeah, they're ahead. Now, it doesn't mean he's not good. It doesn't mean he didn't play well. But, like, we created this boogeyman stuff now. Like, when was his game-winning drive against Patrick Mahomes? Well, I don't know. I mean, first of all, they were up the whole time in the Super Bowl, so we didn't need one this year. And if you go back to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I can't point out on the third down before Sirianni punted for no reason in the fourth quarter, Jalen missed on a blitz. Like, I do have an example. Like, he's not,
Yeah, he's made some.
This is your fault.
What you mean?
Your fault.
Yeah. Live your truth.
You're empowering.
See,
people.
What do you mean? Because you told him to live his truth, and he's bringing up things that aren't actual facts to make his point.
Now, I don't subscribe to that.
Yes, you do.
Not really.
Yes, you do.
No,
You just told us we're living in reality too much.
No, I subscribe to unquantifiable intangibles that I can make tangible, but you just don't understand them. Now, I don't, to all due respect,
I'm the wrong doctor. You need a different doctor. I'm not the one for you.
I know what OG, you know. Sometimes it's a little much. Mm. It's a lot.
All right,
but I mean he's living in his truth.
Can I bring up my truth about the Sixers and the NBA draft a week from now?
what you about to say?
Run far away from Ace Bailey. All right, here we got the latest mock draft of ESPN, and there. So you know every mock draft has different. Some are just guessing, right? Some are doing one.
Like reckless speculation.
Some might do one on what they would do, but then you have ones that get intel, right? Like they're talking to people around the NBA. Mm-hmm. They're gleaning stuff. So that was today's over at ESPN. Their latest mock draft. All right, so the Cooper Flagg goes 1 to Dallas. Everyone knows that's happening. Dylan Harper goes 2 to the Spurs. That feels pretty locked in. Hewitt, number 3. I was excited about this, but it's what was written underneath that stood out to me. So number 3, the Sixers' latest mock at ESPN. VJ Edgecombe, the shooting guard from Baylor, the kid.
Yeah, that's the guy you wanted.
I've wanted him the whole time. That's great. But the whole story was really
guard.
Another guard. Listen, you got to get the best player. You worry about the fit later. So they went on to why it could be Edgecombe right now instead of someone else, including Ace Bailey. I'm going to read from you what was written here about Ace Bailey and why the Sixers are kind of leaning towards VJ Edgecombe. Quote, Edgecombe takes over the spot from Ace Bailey in ESPN's mock draft after a positive visit to Philadelphia, where sources say he made a strong impression in a private workout as well as in meetings with the front office and ownership. He appears to be the leader in the clubhouse, with Bailey losing momentum after refusing to visit, initially unsatisfied with his search for a proven pathway to development. They add in he's probably going to come visit this week, but he refused the initial ask on a visit. So then I scroll down to see, like, where's this ace kid falling, right? The kid Elliott wants.
Mm-hmm.
They have him at number 6, but this is what caught my attention. So his strategy has perplexed some observers. It's all from the article today. Sources say Bailey's camp has informed interested teams. They believe he is a top 3 player in the draft, but he also seeks a clear pathway to stardom. Perhaps feeling comfortable, a team will trade up to get him. Some teams question whether Bailey has received assurance of being a top player selected, and if he wants to go to a situation more advantageous from a playing time perspective. You know what my read on that is?
He wants to play.
He wants to play for a losing team. He wants to play on a team that there's no other established players are going to score. He didn't want to be here.
He wants to be that dude.
Yeah. So he wants to lose.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. When you look at the way the NBA is constructed now, and you talk about the youth movement in the NBA, yeah.
Well, I don't want any part of him then. I'm not like if
that's a bold move because you're talking about, I would think, a couple $1 million swing from the third pick to the 6th pick.
Yep, I'm sure.
And endorsement deals and stuff like that. But maybe I'm just playing devil's advocate because I can't imagine coming out of school, you know, having that kind of pool where you just tell people don't draft me or whatever, because that's kind of what we're talking about. Don't take me because I want
to
play.
Well, if you don't show up for you don't agree to come to a meeting, you're basically telling that team I don't want to be with you.
Yeah, you're putting yourself. I mean, you're taking a chance, but you're kind of betting on yourself in a sense.
When we first brought this up, and I argued with Elliot one day you were out, he strikes me as a losing player, and I don't mean it like a personal thing. He shot the ball a lot, and he didn't take good shots at Rutgers. They didn't win, and now he
wants to be a star
on a bad team. Like what I read this as, the Sixers have too many other veterans that will get shots, right? Like Maxey.
He wants to be the focal point
on a bad team, Right, like, because the Sixers aren't your typical third pick in the draft, right?
No, they have some talent.
Yes.
They have some guys, so and if you could be a beast.
Right, if he's trying to find his way onto a team that doesn't have much talent, it tells me he'd rather score and lose than be on a team with some talent. I don't want that guy.
I guess that's the way you read it. Like, playing devil's advocate, the kids nowadays, Joe, in the way that they digest all this, and they take it, just like, for instance, the defensive end for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Shamar Stewart.
They're more in tune to the money that they're making and the contract situation. I can't remember ever being in a situation where I felt that empowered when I was coming out to tell a team no.
Sure.
Or anything like that. So it's one of those things where maybe he feels that his best path to becoming a star is going to a bad team and getting the money on the back end.
And that's his prerogative, and I don't care what he does. Mm-hmm. I don't want him on my basketball team.
Yeah, I mean, I get that because you would think that coming in, I kind of look at it like most kids wouldn't want that pressure. They would probably want to go somewhere where, you know,
they could blend in a little bit,
yeah,
develop.
But he might be one of them cats that want all the smoke.
He might, and you know what? I think it's probably going to work for him. He's probably going to get what he wants, and he's going to end up on, like,
yeah,
the
I
Wizards.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, yeah, because it's an odd thing to want.
It just feels like I'm watching a story that's good. He's destined to score 25 points a game on a team that wins 25 games.
Yeah.
So go do it. I mean, like, that's cool.
Maybe he feels that this is his – he could be the guy that be the start for something good for that team.
Like he's the sun, the moon, and the stars?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I mean,
you take – anytime you do anything like this, you take a chance.
Refusing the visit –
It's a lot.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Like, I get the Sixers are a mess, but, like, you're still the third pick. Like, if you don't want to be here, you don't want to be here. So we'll see where it goes. There is a report today. John Clark said he is going to visit. So maybe at first he said no, and then he changed his mind. Who knows?
Because of the optics.
Well, and the story's out there today, so maybe his agent said we should probably go to Philadelphia. So we'll see. But I'd be very happy if it's Edgecombe at 3. All right, Paul in Northeast Philly. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Paul. What's up?
Listen, Hugh, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
If there's 32 NFL teams and one wins the Super Bowl, what are the other 31?
Losers.
They're losers. That's how an athlete thinks. They're losers.
I try to tell them this every day, Paul. They don't understand. I mean, I try to school them. They don't
what
understand.
Does Kenny Pickett have that the other guys don't?
Super Bowl ring.
He's got snaps in a Super Bowl. Josh Allen don't have no snaps.
No, that's,
so do you think,
that's
do you
hurting
think
your point,
Kenny Pickett's
big
better
gun.
Than Josh Allen?
No, he's – see, Paul
no
has
Gil.
Vision.
You're
Paul
a loser if you ain't making the big game.
That's so, right. So, Kenny Pickett's better.
So you're a loser if you don't make it or you don't win it.
29 in passing. So you want Justin Herbert, I guess, right?
Justin Herbert didn't have many passing yards last year either. They ran all to the playoffs. So, no, I don't
Justin
want –
Justin Herbert, look at his passing statistics.
Not last year.
Come on. The thing, this guy's a winner. He's a winner.
Does that make him a great player? I never said he was a winner. Does
yes,
it ma-
he's a because he's a winner. He's a great player.
Mm. Oh wow,
kind of go.
He's
hand.
A winner. That's... He makes the right.
Live your truth, Paul. Don't
Paul,
let them deter
Paul,
you.
I got a question, Paul.
That's so bad.
What By do you way, what do you think of Brock Purdy?
Meteor.
If the 49, if the 49ers win the Super Bowl this year, he's a tramp. He's a great player. He's just like
if,
Jalen Hurts.
He's a tramp.
He ain't making the Super Bowl.
He just did. They just made it. They were in overtime a year ago. If they won that game, he's the same as Jalen Hurts.
If he didn't win the game,
he's saying, but
the winners win. Winners get stuck at 4th and 1.
You know why? You know why he didn't get? Why didn't he get stuck in 4th and 1, Paul?
Jason.
Why didn't Jalen Hurts? Why wasn't Jalen Hurts stuck in a spot where he has to convert a 4th and 1 in the fourth quarter? Why? What happened?
Now you're going to say their line.
The defense dominated the Super Bowl.
It does. 2 weeks ago, we put them down as the top 5 football team.
Get
him
right.
No.
Get him right, Paul. Get him right.
You know why I said that?
No.
Why I say no?
You said they weren't a top 5 football team of all 2 weeks ago.
Why?
Now you're leaning on the defense.
Why did I say they can't be a top 5 team of all time?
You're saying because of the quarterback.
They didn't throw the ball well.
Get him right, Paul.
Paul,
he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Don't let him.
Paul, Russell Wilson's a Hall of Famer. I think he was better than Peyton Manning.
So is Eli Manning.
Right. Eli Manning wasn't as good as Aaron Rodgers. Like, why are we pretending all these things that we know?
Eli won
two, though.
We lean on something someone else don't. I love Dan Marino as a guy But at the end of the day, he never won a Super Bowl.
Get him right, Paul.
So Jalen's better than Dan Marino.
He never won a Super Bowl.
Jalen Hurts is better than Dan Marino.
Jalen went two.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He won a Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
He won a Super Bowl.
I feel like that's the end of it, then.
I got nothing. Terry Bradshaw. So he's better than Rodgers.
Who?
Terry Bradshaw is better than Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers? Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Great call, Paul. This makes a lot of sense.
You worry about statistics that don't mean nothing.
I worry about completing passes when they have a chance to.
The best statistic for a quarterback is.
Great call, Paul. Great call, Paul. Call anytime you get ready.
This is where Hughes becomes a problem.
Yeah, this is
he's encouraging that nonsense. That's ridiculous.
Hey, Paul, great minds thinking like Paul.
I love you, but Hugh is at fault here.
Great call.
You know what?
That was unbelievable.
Here's what we're going to do.
Talking about?
Here's what we're going to do. Now, you know, this is over. You know what? Paul just ended.
Why are you being so hostile?
I'm not hostile. You know what Paul just did?
What did he do?
He ended sports discussion. You know why?
Why?
There's nothing else to talk about. Whoever wins is the best. Whoever loses stinks. It's over. Hold on. No, it's not.
It's over.
No, it's not. Because there's obviously nuance to all this, right? So Terry Bradshaw's got how many?
He got four.
Okay, so he's GOAT, right? And then Brady's the GOAT. And then we go to Bradshaw next, right? Bradshaw's better than Peyton Manning?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to count the rings for the quarterback. Yep. He's better. Okay.
I mean, that's kind of like Peyton would
rewrite the record book. Yep. So Bill Russell's better than Michael Jordan. This is all Hugh Douglas's takes today. This is what Hugh Douglas thinks, okay? Who's better baseball player?
It's Hugh's fault that call ever came through.
Why? What you talking about? Why are you being so hostile? That is the world we live in.
Dude.
You know what's amazing? If the Pacers win this series, TJ McConnell, better than AI. You guys know that? He's better because he'll have a ring. AI didn't get a ring. I mean, that's all that matters.
I mean, he got a ring. I mean, but that's the world.
How do you guys sleep at night? I mean, seriously. How do you sleep at night?
Yeah, you going to let me finish?
No.
That was outrageous.
I might retire from being a doctor.
That is the world we live in.
You guys are the worst patients. All right, 215-592-9492. I am mad. It's ridiculous because you encouraged it.
Live your truth, people.
You egged him on for that nonsense.
Live your truth.
Lie to everyone.
I'm not saying lie. Live your truth.
You are ridiculous. Midday show.
You are not a lie.
All right, you know,
That's how Paul felt.
We need to intervene with a couple of our coworkers here, including this guy, my right. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.